Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. I'm at Woodlands, Texas, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic, having a great time here. And yes, there will be golf later on in the day. And I admit that. I don't mind admitting it. It's part of the reason we're down here at the Administaff Classic, which is a champions golf tournament named for you and me, ladies and gentlemen. And it just makes me so happy to hear that. And I'm still working on getting a highway named for us, or a cruiser, or a battleship, or something like that. We need some big stuff named after us, including golf tournaments. Gina Cocking is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Gina is Chief Financial Officer and one of the owners of Cobalt Finance. Gina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Now, you've recently formed a partnership with Administaff, haven't you?
Yes, we did. We joined the Administaff group of companies about 2 years ago to help us manage all of our payroll and human resources initiatives.
It's amazing what you get back when you let somebody else handle your the things that are not your core competencies, isn't it?
That is exactly right. We are a small business with about 25 employees. Since we joined Administaff, we've grown from 6 to 25. And our expertise is in financing trucking companies, not in finding the best benefit solutions for our employees. So working with Administaff has really taken a lot off my plate and enabled us to leverage our resources where we do best and have the best-in-class help us manage our day-to-day activities.
Has that relationship given you ideas for other ways to outsource?
Yes, we do we have developed a number of strategic relationships over time that have enabled us to leverage off others' expertise. For example, we've gotten to know Great American Insurance Company over the past year and a half, and we are now offering some of the Great American Insurance Company products to our existing customers in the trucking industry.
Products, but the products are your partners.
That's right. That is correct.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gina, and my audience has heard me say this before, but in the 20th century, I was telling my audience that in the 21st century, one of the three things that you'd need to become good at in the 21st century was developing strategic alliances. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great point. Especially, as a small company, there's only so many things that you can be good at. And if you want to be the best in your field, you need to focus on what you do well and leverage the talents and successes of others. And that will help enable you to focus your energies.
I have a little question that I recommend to small business owners that they ask themselves and their managers when they have their meetings. And here's the question. I look at every single task that you do and then ask yourself this question. Must this be done in-house?
That's a great question.
And if you go around asking that question, you'll find the things that can be outsourced and let somebody else do. And then all you got to do is find somebody to do it.
That's a great way of looking at it.
Tell us a little bit about Cobalt. Now, you're in the finance business for trucking industries. That's all you do is trucking companies?
Yes, that's what we know. We know the trucking industry. We finance the purchase of used trucks, used 18-wheelers, Class 8 trucks, in 31 states across the country. And we develop relationships with the finance and insurance managers at used truck dealerships. And we help finance our customers. So in many ways, we are an outsourcing service for many of the dealerships out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is for used vehicles, not new ones.
That is correct. We prefer to focus on the used equipment market. There's less
volatility. people. There are plenty of people who will finance a used vehicle, but everybody doesn't need a new vehicle, and everybody doesn't have the cash to buy a new or used vehicle, and they need some help. And so you guys are filling a niche, aren't you?
That is right. And we're focusing, many of the used pieces of equipment out there are bought by owner-operators, men who buy a truck and run it for themselves. So each of our customers are actually running their own small businesses.
So do you go through dealers with your financing, or could someone call you directly?
We deal through dealers. We deal through the finance and insurance managers at the dealerships. A customer walks into their dealership and would like to buy a used piece of equipment, and the finance and insurance manager will send us the customer's credit application, and based on what we see on the application, we will choose to underwrite the transaction.
So could someone in my audience who's in the market for a used 18-wheeler, could they go to a local dealer that has used trucks and say, I'd like to know more about Cobalt Finance?
Most of the major dealerships in the chains in the country do know of Cobalt Finance and we have relationships with them. Or they can also go to our website and submit an application directly through cobaltfinance.com.
Cobaltfinance.com. How long have you been in business?
We've been here for 6 years.
6 years. And you're one of the co-owners, aren't you?
I am.
Now, where are you based?
We have two offices. I'm in our Deerfield, Illinois office, and our other office is in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's a great place. CobaltFinance.com, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, folks, ask for them if you're buying 18-wheelers. But think about what the things that Gina said. Think about the way that they've learned how to outsource and focus on their own core competencies and how that's helped them grow their business. Gina, congratulations on your success in your company and good luck to you.
Great. Thank you very much, Jim.
And thank you for being here. Good job today. Gina Koking, ladies and gentlemen, with Cobalt Finance. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic. I'll be back right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.